that are incarcerated in hell holes across the Northern Territory by the CLP. We have more black bodies in jails than ever before, and it's just getting higher and higher. And if you look at each day, there's about 200 people in the justice system attending courts. So I don't know where the hell they're putting these people. Most of those people are in the watch houses that are a disgusting state of affairs based around the breaches of human rights, treatments of people. We're coming today with a group called Justice Not Jails. And Justice Not Jails is a community group that was formed in reference to the CLP and their racist comments on their first sittings was based around incarcerating Aboriginal children as young as 10 years old.
Shame.
Shame, I say, yes, thank you. And then each week, as you pick up the paper or on Facebook, there's a change in the new changes of the reforms that the CLP is doing. And everything is based around blacks across the Northern Territory. And this is why we are here today, to address our issues and tell this government who's sitting in power today that it's not on. Our first caller I'm calling up today, he's an amazing male, a traditional man from the Larrakia country. He's worked hard to where he is today, and that's Dr. Richard Fijo. Thank you very much. He'll do a welcome and then he'll have something to say. Thank you, Richard.
So good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dr. Richard Fijo. I'm a Larrakia man from Darwin. Firstly, I want to acknowledge my older brother sitting back there. I see you, my son. I want to acknowledge all Larrakia people in attendance, the First Nations people in attendance, and really importantly, our supporters. It's a shame that I don't get to scream my head off like I really want to tonight, because I'm absolutely furious. When we welcome people to country, and anyone that's seen me welcome the people to country, I welcome everyone. And that's the place that we set. That is the tone that we set. But we have more and more Aboriginal people coming to Darwin and places like that and facing these unjust laws, these unnecessary laws. The CLP government is not welcome to Larrakia country. We don't want you, and the sooner we replace you, the better. I would like to remind people of our history, of what happened to Black Australia with the savagery in our history, of what happened to our people. Not by our people, but to our people. Everyone knows about our Black history right across Australia, including right here on Larrakia country, and it is still happening today. When we have decision makers in power making bad decisions for that, we all know the impacts it has from arresting 10-year-old children, meaning that they can't get meaningful jobs in the future, preventing their leadership bursts. And it's a whole thing to actually stop us from actually being and standing up who we are. I want all those kids in prison and all their families to know you are welcome to Larrakia country, just not CLP. And I want to remind the CLP what you're doing, acting like we're savages. You're the savages. What is happening today at your hand is modern savagery, and there's nothing less of that. It is un-Australian. It is unnecessary. We've had time and time again, the whole last 12 months that you've been in power, the opportunity has come to meet the people who know, the specialists, and you turned them down at every turn because you think you know what's best for us. You don't know what's best for us because you never walked in our shoes. And now I'm getting angry because it's not right for the First Nations people to be treated this way. And it is unfair. And we don't want it. We don't want our kids filling the prisons when they could be filling the education systems. We look at these signs here, no room for racism. And what they're actually doing is opening the door to racism. And we just need to look at what happened on the weekend. We have more and more of these unwanted people, this rot in our society, coming to our country, speaking up and rallying and trying to say that they have an authority to keep out people from other countries and places. They're immigrants themselves. Illegal immigrants on stolen land. And that's what they need to remember. Know your damn place. We are the Larrakia people, and we have been here forever. And when the CLP is gone, we'll still be here. And if they get into power, we'll still be opposing them as well. When you're gone, we'll still be right here on these steps, saying these same speeches, because we're not going anywhere. For all the supporters, welcome to Larrakia country. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Richard, for your voice. Very strong, the Larrakia man. Our next speaker, he needs no introduction. He's like a movie star at the moment. He's been around the country, photos everywhere, Facebook, and he's got a lot of say. And his name is Mr. Ned, and he's from Yindamoo. Give him a warm welcome. I'll hold the speaker for you, brother.
In that other room. Oh, sorry. Hello, brothers and sisters. Larrakia people, thank you. Thank you so much to be here. My name is Ned Hargrave Jambajamba from Yindamoo, and I'm a Warlpiri man, and I speak for my Warlpiri and right across the Central Australia today, because those communities don't hear enough. They don't hear, they don't get the message. And this is why we are left out. Our people are left out on certain occasions. Because Gadia things, when I say Gadia, I say white people. That's what I mean, Gadia. And when I say Yapa, it means people like Yapa here are living today. We are. But I want to start off saying, you know, I want to say to the Larrakia people, thank you very much for having me here and being with you and sharing with you, and acknowledge all the ones passed away, and we are today are doing these things for the people that has gone. I want to say thank you so much. And I'm with you people, with Yapa. Thank you so much to having me here. I stand here proud with our countrymen, Yapa people, today. I stand here with you to face what we have, what is happening to us, what is happening to our land, what is happening to our children. It is disgrace. It is disgrace. This government needs to fuck off. And I mean that. I mean it. Because they don't know this land. They don't know our people. They don't know our children. They don't know. We don't need you people here. You think you're doing the right thing? You're doing a perfect job. No, you're not. You're killing our children. And my grandson, my jaja, was strangled at Colt in Alice Springs. I don't know why they did it, not why. They could have just been nice with him, you know, just be friendly with him. But they took his life for one bottle of Coke. A bottle of Coke. It's a shame job. Yes. Sorry, I'm going to take a little bit long, but it's worthwhile me telling you what's need. We need supporters like your people today, our amazing people today, that you stand with us. We don't want any more of our young people. We don't want any of our young people to lose their life through police because they are not doing their job right. Because they love themselves on what they're doing. If you have the guts, when you kill a person, Bombro, it's a payment. We don't say payback. Bombro, meaning justice. You know, we say to people, when you kill someone, you must done and face your punishment of Bombro. This is what these Gadaya don't ever think about. This is what they don't think about. Because they don't know the law. They don't know a culture, a law that stands within our country. In this place, in Australia. Mando, I'm saying this to you. We want you to stand down, Stephen Ace. We want you to stand down, Stephen Ace. He is not suitable for his job. We want you, Martin Doe, to stand him down. Because we're not happy what he has done. And we are not happy, Doe, with you. You're not doing your job properly. So we want you to stand up and help us. You talk about the law, you talk about your laws and your demands. Well, we want you to do it. I want to finish up saying this. I, like you, all the supporters today, to help us stand second time when we come back on October 14th with the force. We do not want our children to be castrated by white people. Because we got values, culture, law, glory, we got it. Whereas you haven't got it. So I want to say thank you so much for having me here and giving me this opportunity today. Thank you.